News and interviews from your community every morning on WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Movie Mike McGranahan comes in every Friday. Screen Rant. Let's see what read some stuff on your resume.
Write for Screen Rant. I'm a writer, staff writer for Ranker. My website is The Aisle Seat, aisleseat.com, which just got a facelift last week. It's been completely renovated. So anybody wants to go and check out the new look, aisleseat.com.
Searchable?
Yes.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah, in the past you had to, you sort of had to have the general era.
We're working on a thing to actually search by reviews. Right now you can search according to year.
Year. Okay, so you're still on that. Okay, good. Well, that'll be an upgrade when that happens. We appreciate that. But the website's super duper helpful. And the only thing you didn't mention is that his appearances here are brought to you by the Campus Theater, Lewisburg. Check it out at campustheater.org. Okay. Every time I came in here this year, you're saying, I'll give it 4 out of 4 chickens or whatever it was, about every other time, honestly. So a super year by way of movies. I asked for a top 10 list, or you asked you to focus on the top 10 list today. And what do you respond?
Well, you know, 2018 was such a great year for movies. Normally, I do write a 10 best list, and this year, I couldn't do it. It didn't matter how many different ways I tried to configure it. Something important was being left off. There were actually 14 movies that were vying for my 10 best, and I couldn't stand to leave any of them off. So I just wrote a list of the year's best films. I picked one movie as the best film of the year, and everything else is just alphabetical.
All right. Well, let's start at the top. Nothing wrong with that. Best film of 2018.
Yeah. I'll start like kind of with the other ones and then give you my best one last.
Oh, okay.
Just, you know, to build the suspense a little bit. That's my one concession to the top 10 thing, is I did pick one movie as the best of the year. So these are my picks for the best films of 2018. Annihilation. Natalie Portman is superb in this chilling science fiction movie about life, death, and things in the world we can't explain. Beautiful Boy. Timothy Chalamet plays a teenage addict, and Steve Carell plays the father who thinks he can save him in this devastating tale of addiction and codependency. Eighth Grade, a story of preteen awkwardness so spot on that you laugh and cringe simultaneously. First Man, Ryan Gosling plays Neil Armstrong in this powerful biopic that's as much about Armstrong healing from loss as it is about him landing on the moon. Next up is Hereditary and A Quiet Place, two terrifically scary horror movies, both of which left me shaken. Next up, If Beale Street Could Talk, director Barry Jenkins expertly combines a beautiful love story and a social commentary about the over-incarceration of young black men. Incredibles 2 and Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse 2018 gave us two outstanding animated superhero movies that are among the best of their kind ever. Paddington 2. If you don't feel better after watching this charming movie about a stuffed bear who just wants everyone to be nice to each other, there might be something seriously wrong with you. A Star is Born. Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga make musical magic together in the best version yet of this timeless story. Vice. Christian Bale blew me away as former VP Dick Cheney in this hilarious, provocative political comedy. Widows. Viola Davis organizes a multi-million dollar heist in a tense, exciting thriller with twists and turns you don't see coming. And my choice, those are basically all tied for number two. We'll just put it that way. And my choice for the best film of 2018 is Black Klansman, based on the fascinating true story of a black cop who infiltrated the KKK. This Spike Lee joint stands alongside his Do the Right Thing as one of the best pictures ever made about racism in the United States. So Black Klansman, my pick for the best film of 2018.
Okay, so out of those 14, are all 4 out of 4, whatever your category was?
Yes. And there were a couple other movies I gave 4 to, but these were the ones that were really in contention for when I was trying to make a theoretical 10 best list. These really are the best of the best.
All right. And why did the box office follow? So we had great films to go see. Did the box office increase last year?
Yeah, we just had a record box office year, or it's approaching a record. It was a great year. I mean, it was fueled by things like Avengers Infinity War and Black Panther, both of which made over $600 million. You rarely see movies make that much. Incredibles 2 made it $600 million. I mean, just a lot of really big hits in 2018. And it proved once again that the movie-going experience is not dead. If Hollywood turns out movies that people really want to see, they will pay their money to go see them in the theater.
All right. And does this bode well for 2019?
I think it does, because 2019 is going to have its own share of highly anticipated films. Avengers Endgame is coming out in April, and of course, if you saw Infinity War last year, you know how it ended, and you are probably eager to see what happens next. We've got the new Star Wars movie, Episode 9, coming out in December of this year. There's a new version of The Lion King coming out this summer that's done with computer animation instead of traditional hand-drawn animation. That's expected to be a big draw. So 2019 looks like it's going to be another really, really massive year for the box office.
Any real dramas coming out, not animated or sort of comic booky?
You know, that's the thing. These days, every week brings a movie that has some other existing source material. It's either a sequel or a reboot, or it's based on a book or a video game or a comic or something like that. It's very rare these days to get something original as an A picture. The original stuff tends to be either the B movies, the independent stuff. That's where we find the things that are more original and that we haven't seen before.
All right. Well, I'm going to say those words you hate to hear, Golden Globes.
Uh-huh.
they're coming. You don't have a lot of respect for them as awards, but they do note that it'll be the first of the awards. Do all these fabulous films gum up the decision-making in the awards season, like for Oscars and so on?
Yeah, everything, all the different awards kind of pave the way towards Oscars. And what we're seeing this year is sort of interesting because Marvel and Disney have made a real push for Black Panther to be considered as Best Picture, and it is nominated. I mean, it's nominated in the Critics' Choice Awards, which are going to be next Sunday night. It got a bunch of Golden Globe nominations. So there's a case where you have a real blockbuster movie, a real populist kind of film that is also good enough that it's being considered an awards contender. So there are occasional times where the two worlds overlap a little bit in a movie like Black Panther. It doesn't happen often, but sometimes it does.
But when it comes time for Oscar or the Critics' Choice Awards, things like this, will we see Annihilation, Beautiful Boy, Eighth Grade, First Man, right in the thick of things, the movies you're naming?
Yeah, I think so. I think a lot of these are really going to have some Oscar appeal. There's that whole series, you know, the different critics groups give awards, and there's the Golden Globes and everything like that. And it all kind of puts certain movies out there as front runners because they get nominated repeatedly, and that makes them more likely to get Oscar nominations. It gets the momentum going. One of the complaints I often hear from people is, why isn't such and such a movie playing locally yet? And the reason for that is because of these awards. They hold back some of these movies because they have to have them play for a couple months building up to the Oscars to keep that momentum going. And that's why. So they're kind of playing things in the long haul to get to the Oscar stage.
And a winning Oscar film? Are we likely to see one of these films? A Black Klansman or a Black Panther? Or, you know, that's not on your top 14 list, but...
Right, that was kind of an also-ran. You know, some of these could be nominated for Oscars. Certainly a movie called The Favorite, which is a very funny movie with Emma Stone and Rachel Weisz. That is a front-runner for the Oscars right now. That seems to be cleaning up in the Critics Awards. Same with Alfonso Cuarón's Roma, which is a Netflix film. You can stream that on Netflix now. That's another one that's been sweeping the Critics Awards. So we might see them kind of show up in the Best Picture at the Oscars.
Did you like those films?
I like The Favorite very, very much. Roma is an interesting film, but it is very, very slow, and I was not as enamored with it as a lot of my fellow critics were. I respected it more than I enjoyed it.
Okay. All right. Well, there's a lot of that going around. All right. Well, fantastic. All right. Anything else about your good lists?
Just that I hope that people will see these movies. They're all very entertaining, and I think you get something out of all of them, which is the most important part.
All right. And a few are going to come back around in theaters. Is it likely that we'll see any of these in theaters nowadays?
Most of them have already come and gone. Vice is currently playing. And If Beale Street Could Talk is just in very limited release, so that may get here within the next few weeks.
You could travel, though, to go see that. If you want to go to the next big city over, you might be able to see that.
Right.
All right. Well, we know if you have a best of, you probably have a worst of. I hope there's not 14 of them.
No. I have 10. I don't know how many you want me to read. If you want to hear all 10,
five. Sure.
All right.
Let's hear what the five
words
are.
Let's stick with the five worst. Okay. So the five worst films of 2018. Number five, Basmati Blues. Oscar winner Brie Larson cannot be happy that this inane Bollywood-type musical saw the light of day after being shot all the way back in 2013. It's about a scientist trying to develop a better type of rice. Doesn't that sound exciting, Mark? And it's really not. Number four, Gotti. John Travolta overacts shamelessly as notorious gangster John Gotti in this muddled movie that tries to make the mobster seem like a pretty good dude, which I'm sure he was not. Number three, Life Itself. Oscar Isaac and Olivia Wilde star in this sappy melodrama about life, love, and death that's undone by bad writing and a plot with too many preposterous coincidences. Number two, China Salesman. You probably didn't know that Steven Seagal and Mike Tyson starred in a movie together last year. I envy you, and I assure you it's even worse than you're probably thinking it is right now. And my choice for the worst film of 2018 is actually a tie between Death of a Nation and The Trump Prophecy. I assure you that my personal political views have absolutely nothing to do with my selection of these Trump-themed movies as the worst films of the year. In one, Dinesh D'Souza tries to make the argument that the Nazis were influenced by Democrats. I'm not kidding there. And in the other, which is based on a true story, a fireman claims that God told him Trump would become president. Both are abysmally made films that shed no light on the man or his followers whatsoever. So Death of a Nation and The Trump Prophecy, worst films of 2018. And again, that is not in any way reflective of my personal politics. That is based purely on the filmmaking.
Okay.
And I don't want angry calls and emails from people saying, well, you're just saying that because you're a liberal. No, they're very bad movies. And if they were well-made movies, I would have given them a good review. So
you can empirically back up the fact that they're bad movies.
Yes.
Sorry. Sadness. This week, Daryl Dragon passed away in the entertainment world. Lost him.
Yeah, big surprise. A lot of us didn't even know he was sick. But Daryl Dragon, of course, the captain in The Captain and Tennille, who had so many great hits in the 70s, had a popular weekly variety show that I know I watched when I was like 6-7 years old. That was kind of must-see television. And he passed away from renal failure at the age of 76.
76, okay. And Bob Einstein?
Bob Einstein also dead at the age of 76. Very funny comedian. He played a character called Super Dave Osborne. It was real popular back in the 80s. He used to be on Letterman all the time. He was like the world's worst stuntman. More recently, he is known for playing the character Marty Funkhauser on HBO's Curb Your Enthusiasm. And the scenes between him and Larry David are hilarious. But Bob Einstein dead at 76 from cancer. He also has a very famous brother by the name of Albert Brooks, who I'm sure everybody is familiar with. A lot of people don't know their brothers because Albert Brooks had to change his name because his real last name is Einstein and he couldn't go into show business with the name Albert Einstein, so he became Albert Brooks. But Bob Einstein is his brother, and a very, very funny man and a great loss. I was a huge fan of him on Curb Your Enthusiasm. So
I could have we would know which one it was, so it's not like it created confusion or something.
Yeah.
All right, let's see, new movies. What are we going to see?
We have Mary Queen of Scots opening today with stars Saoirse Ronan and Margot Robbie. That's been in limited release, goes nationwide today. And we've got a movie called Escape Room, which is about a bunch of young people who go to what they think is an escape room, kind of like we have down at the mall. You know, you pay your money and you have an hour to try to figure out the clues to get out. But this one is actually filled with life or death traps.
We have an escape room at the mall?
We do. There's a place in the mall where you can go, and for like $20, you can do, they have a whole bunch of different escape rooms in there.
Wow. Well, who knew?
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Movie Mike McGranahan, aisleseat.com, newly revamped, so check it out, plus searchable coming up, so we'll look forward to that. At aisleseat is his Twitter handle. Do as I do. Follow him on Twitter. Wonderful tweets. And his appearance is always sponsored by the Campus Theater in Lewisburg. Campus